Time to turn the volume up. Get your boogie on and enjoy Live 5. Powered by Nugs.net. Right here on the Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
Welcome into Live 5. A show we hope will capture your ears and your imagination as we bring you some choice cuts from some of your favorite bands on tour right now or from the vault. All of these songs and the entire show they are taken from are available right now at Nugs.net for purchase or to be streamed from the Nugs.net app. All the notes are in the show description, so let's get right to it.
Thank you. sailor's making nothing at all. And you can hear him cry.
Can I go, buddy? Can I go down? Take your shift at the mine.
Day, making him all my move away.
out of form and got them Cumberland Blues. He can't win for losing. Out of form and got to walk the line. Just pay his union dues. I don't know.
You've been listening to Midnight North and their cover of the Grateful Dead's Cumberland Blues from their stop at Gypsy Sally's in Washington, D.C., December 15th, 2018. Midnight North has been releasing lots of great archival shows on Nugs.net, and they'll often look for feedback on their Facebook page, so give them a like and check out some of their great shows. Dark Star Orchestra, who are all about Grateful Dead covers, announced that they will be performing live in at the Drive-In at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, September 5th and 6th. Should be an awesome pair of shows, and with everyone jonesing for live music, well, it should be awesome. Let's head back now to DSO's 2020 New Year's Eve show at the Wellmont Theater in Montclair, New Jersey, for a tune I think you'll agree is appropriate for the world right now.
Full of grief, feeling pain, all afraid, feeling it all.
Dark Star Orchestra and their cover of the Grateful Dead's Throwing Stones, recorded at the Wellmont in Montclair, New Jersey on New Year's Eve 2020. Rob Eaton plays the Bob Weir part so well at this point, well, it's crazy. Talk played the Cervantes Other Side in Denver, Colorado back on February 22nd, 2020. Yes, it seems like a lifetime ago, I know. But that night, in the second set, they erupted with a great war cover. Here is Talk and Lowrider.
This is Live 5, powered by Nugs.net on the Sound Podcast.
Go. Y'all know this song. Don't act like you don't know.
Amazing, right? That was Talk and their cover of War's Lowrider. Aqueous played three amazing shows at the Transit Drive-In in Lockport, New York, just outside of Buffalo a few weeks ago. Those shows are now available on Nugs.net, which is great, because I watched the stream and thought they were absolutely solid all three nights. To close out the first set on June 19th, the first of those shows, they segued into Burn It Down and then closed with a Below the Funk, a tune they had started the show with. sounds to me like Aqueous got a little pent-up frustration of not being able to play live in front of people out, and man, did that burn it down below the funk sound good. Trust me, all three shows were amazing. I can't think of a single musician who has been more active all over the internets and even TV as Billy Strings has been the last few months. From gigging in his home on live stream to playing Jimmy Kimmel just a few nights ago, Billy has been busy. Of course, there have also been his series of live shows with the whole band this week from Nashville. Before we leave you, let's listen in to Billy Strings and the boys welcome Molly Tuttle to the stage for a cover of the Grateful Dead's Cold Rain and Snow from the Station Inn in Nashville, Tennessee.
He took me for his wife. He gave me trouble all my life. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Live 5 powered by Nugs.net. Technical production from Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Special thanks to all the bands that have been on the show and Jeff Gorman at Nugs.net. Theme music provided by Spafford. For more information on the bands that have been on the show, visit Nugs.net. Thank you for listening.